Britain. The general election. Labour's great expectations. The Conservative Party rules the Thames estuary, not for much longer.
On the evening of June 13th, St Margaret's Church in Raynham was packed. At a long table in front of the altar, six would-be MPs answered locals' questions about schools, homelessness, and the state of the High Street. The Labour Party went through the church beforehand, putting leaflets on every pew, like orders of service. But despite the presence of so many voters and a TV camera, the Conservative candidate and sitting MP for Gillingham and Raynham, Raymond Chisty, did not turn up. He skipped another hustings 4 days later. If he loses the seat on July the 4th, it will be partly for lack of trying. Sir Keir Starmer launched Labour's election campaign in Gillingham, east of London, in the Thames estuary. He pronounced the name correctly, the first G is soft, and cracked a lame joke about the local football team. A constituency poll for The Economist by WeThink suggests he will be amply rewarded. It puts Labour on 55%, the Conservatives on 23%, and Reform UK, an anti-immigration party, on 15%. If there is a glimmer of hope for the Tories, it is that many undecided voters plumped for them in 2019. That Labour has any chance is extraordinary. Mr. Chisty won 61% of the vote in 2019 against only 28% for Labour. Gillingham and Raynham is part of an almost solid block of Tory seats east of London. But this part of England has seen violent political swings before. Its willingness to abandon the Tories this year points to a problem with the government's regional strategy. It also hints at a change in the politics of immigration. The Thames estuary is not, to put it politely, the prettiest corner of England. Things that London needs but does not want end up there. Power stations, wind farms, sewage treatment works. Its flat, grey-brown marshes are filled with rotting boats and a rare creature known as a tentacled lagoon worm. The opening scene in Charles Dickens' novel Great Expectations, in which Magwitch emerges from the marsh to terrify Pip, is set in the seat next to Gillingham and Raynham. Its abiding appeal is cheapness. Property values drop quickly as you travel east from the capital. Semi-detached houses go for £346,000, that's $440,000, in the Medway local authority area, compared with £640,000 in London, according to the Office for National Statistics. As the expectation of commuting 5 days a week crumbles, city workers are drifting out. Spencer Fortagg, the director of Dockside Estate Agents, says that about half of the buyers in Kitchener Barracks, a new housing development just west of Gillingham, are Londoners. The Thames estuary is a place without snobbery, where you can refashion yourself superficially or profoundly. Gillingham is not short of nail and tanning salons, and it contains so many barbers that some of the candidates in St Margaret's mused about limiting the numbers. Modified cars roar along the roads. Mr. Chisty, who was born in Pakistan, talks about arriving at the age of six with only a few words of English and succeeding through education. This rootless, ambitious culture might explain something about the politics of the area. Gillingham voted for Labour when it was fashionable in 1945 and 1997. As the country moved right after the millennium, so did local voters, but more enthusiastically than elsewhere. A forthcoming book by Jamie Furlong and Will Jennings, The Changing Electoral Map of England and Wales, describes the Thames estuary as peculiarly conservative, more than you would expect from looking at things like its age profile and the jobs people do. It is like the rest of England, only more so. Now it is poised to lurch again. Labour's candidate, Nishaba Khan, argues that the government has ignored pockets of deprivation in the constituency. They think it's affluent because it's in Kent. Mr. Chisty has said much the same. When the constituency failed to win levelling up funds last year, he questioned whether the process was fair. The Conservatives' ostentatious showering of money on northern English towns has left southerners wondering where their share is. Another unusual thing about the estuary is how fast its population is changing. of the five local authorities in England and Wales where the proportion of white Britons declined most between the censuses of 2011 and 2021, three about the River Thames. Jason Warner, a teacher who works for a charity called Medway Culture Club, says that local schools are far more diverse than the overall population, partly because ambitious black and Asian parents in suburban London send their children to Kent's selective grammar schools. Gareth Harris and Eric Kaufman, two political scientists, have argued that white Britain's anxieties about immigration and ethnic change often take the form of a halo effect. Those who live in ethnically diverse areas are relaxed. Those who live in more homogeneous areas nearby are not. They may express their anxieties by voting for parties to the Conservative Party's right, the British National Party or BNP, the UK Independence Party or UKIP, the Brexit Party and now Reform UK. As the Thames estuary grows more mixed, the zone of anxiety seems to be concentrating to the east. 2 decades ago, the BNP won 12 council seats in Barking and Dagenham in East London. A decade ago, UKIP won a by-election in Rochester and Strood, next to Gillingham and Raynham. Now Nigel Farage of Reform UK pins his hopes on Clacton on the coast northeast of the estuary. Anti-immigration fervour, like silt, has piled up downriver.